Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Our scripture from today comes from Luke 10:25-37. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed on the other side. So too, a Levite, when he came to the place where he saw him, he passed to the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to the inn to take care of him. The next day, he took 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and in return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these three do you think was the neighbor to the man who fell at the hands of the robbers?" The expert of the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." When I was a small child, I always thought that this parable was actually the parable of Sam Harrington, not the parable of the Samaritan. This misconception came from a book my mom used to read me called "Who is Sam Harrington?" This book is set in a town that is generally very grumpy and very unwelcoming. This all changes when a little girl is inspired to be nice to others because it's what Sam Harrington would do. This little action then evokes a domino effect of many more nice acts that all stems from the example set by Sam Harrington. This causes the town to have a monumental change in attitude that ultimately leads to a more caring people. Now really, who is Sam Harrington? I'm sure you're all dying to know. Well, I'll show you. Pastor Lyle asked Jenny to come up to the front. He lifted her onto the pulpit. "Citizens of Coaldale," he said with his wonderfully rich preaching voice, like Darren. "Jenny is absolutely right. Jesus wants us to be like Sam Harrington. When Sam found a man hurt on the side of the road, he didn't walk by as the others had. No, the good Sam Harrington wrapped the man's wounds and put him on his donkey. Then he took him down to the inn where he could get better. Sam's kindness is what saved that man's life." Pastor Lyle paused and smiled at Jenny. "And over the past few days," he said, "we have seen the power of kindness. It changed the hearts of people even towns. 3 cheers for Jenny and Sam Harrington. Hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray, hip, hip, hooray." So obviously Jenny in the book thought that the Samaritan was Sam Harrington, but it really doesn't matter. Really, what we can learn from the book is that Jesus is shown in the book showing his work in a simple yet complex way. The book shows that living as Sam Harrington, or as the Samaritan, did can lead to an improvement in society as a whole. It also illustrates the importance of simply loving your neighbor as yourself. With all that being said, one might say, well, what is the significance of the Samaritan, or what did Jesus mean? Well, the significance of the man being Samaritan is the fact that there was a distaste between Samaritans and Jewish people. Despite the fact that the wounded man was Jewish, the Samaritans still flocked to his rescue. This illustrates Jesus' emphasis on helping your fellow human despite any differences between you. This also illustrates that your neighbor really is everyone. Your neighbor isn't just the people in your neighborhood. Your neighbor isn't just your friends. Your neighbor isn't just the people you like. Your neighbor is anyone and everyone who could use your help and love. We can use this idea in our daily lives, especially when it comes to politics. Yes, I know, I'm bringing up politics. I'm not supposed to do that. But really, if we learn to act in the benefit of one another, and if we came to the realization that we're all in this together, the world would be a better place. Jesus told this parable with the hope that when the Pharisees heard it, they'd be less quick to judge and more quick to help. In this day and age where media has grown increasingly, it isn't uncommon to find ourselves distracted on our phones and obsessed with the lavish lives of others. This obsession not only distracts us from a life that is fully fixed in faith, it also prevents us from taking the time to really serve our neighbor as the Samaritan did. So now, let's all go and be like the Samaritan and be like the Sam Harrington and go find others to help and serve. Thank you.